All right, Mumphy is back. Hey, man, good job. Fast in practice. Honestly, wasn't sure of your prep level coming in. I think you undersold it on your social media because I know we know you got hurt before Oakland, and Kiefer reported a bunch of fake news, and then so I wasn't sure if you were quite ready, but it looked like you were better than I thought. You got a little winded near the end, but yeah. I think still a good job.
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty stoked on it. Like, I wasn't trying to undersell how much I rode, but okay. I only rode 2.5 weeks after my wrist injury, and then I tore my calf. Right. So I only have had I took 3 weeks off after that. So pretty much those 2.5 weeks I had on the bike were like out the window again. You know, I felt like as soon as I got back on the track, I was out of breath and, you know, was doing funky stuff. But I only had 5 days on the bike since then. So
Well, that's okay then. That's yeah you didn't maybe undersell it then.
And I felt like crap this week too. Like, I rode 2 days this week and was like, both days I left the track going like, I am so screwed this weekend. Like, I tried to do a moto and crashed like 3 times in corners and got arm pump and did stupid stuff. And I was sleeping terrible because I was thinking about this weekend. And even the last time I rode on Thursday, I did terrible. So I got re-geared up and went out and did like 3 sprint laps just so I could feel good on the bike. Then flew out and, you know, like when I walked the track and everything, I was like, okay, I'm not that stressed about it. And was just, you know, was eager to ride. And with being in the B practice, I felt like I was like, man, I don't get to ride behind people. You know, I wanted to like go out there and just follow Cameron or follow someone that was fast. But it was good for me too because I was just by myself. Like, I just went out front each time and just rode. And, you know, I made some mistakes here and there, but I just focused on myself. And then being in that practice too, the track was a little bit better. And so it's just like my heat race. So when I went out for the heat race, it was like just back to the same lines. And I threw down, which was good. I think I probably surprised some people, but I think I definitely have a lot of speed and talent, so I can do a lot of good stuff like that.
Yeah. And it looks like he caught up to you in the main. Probably pretty fair.
Yeah.
You're a veteran now, so it's not like you don't know what you're doing, but is it a little nerve-wracking to jump into the series on a PC bike and all of that?
Yeah, I think so, too, because I'm obviously a fill-in guy, but I feel like I'm decently respected with the guys I'm racing just because I grew up racing all these kids. So I've beat pretty much everyone on the track besides probably Cameron and RJ and a very slim few guys. So with me coming on this team, it's a little bit of respect because I'm on this good bike and stuff, but I'm a first race fill-in guy. So when they see me in front of them, they're like, I got to get this guy right away, right? Like,
well, he hasn't been racing.
So I gotta get by him and prove to him I'm better, you know? But I still have some fight in me, and it definitely caught up to me in the main event, but track was tough, dude. Like, there was a lot of gnarly rhythm sections, and before the race, you know, a lot of people told me, if you just stick to the rhythms and do the big rhythms, you'll end up pretty good. So I tried to do that as long as I could. I jumped into the tough blocks one time and saved it, and then I kind of was like, okay, I gave Pierce Brown a good fight, and he's finally starting to break away from me. I'm in eighth, and
Mumford's back, baby.
I realized no one was really behind me. Yeah. So I was like, okay, just if I don't have the rhythm section perfect, just do the smaller line and get through it. And, you know, I still rode with a lot of heart to the end. I charged every lap, so it was good.
You've known Mitch Payton for a long time, but I haven't ridden for him like this.
Yeah.
What's it like? Been around him. And, you know, he doesn't pull many punches, right? He just lays it out there. What's it like?
He's definitely a tough cookie to crack. Sometimes I'm like, man, I'm on great terms with him. And then it's like someone messes up his jack-in-the-box order, and he comes back, and he's just like, piss. I come back, I'm like, I had a good day. He's like, yeah, you better have. I'm like, oh, shoot. You know, this guy's mad at the world.
Right.
But, dude, I couldn't even imagine the stress that guy's under, right? Like, but, obviously.
Was he good tonight? Like, what did he say to you after the race?
Yeah, he was like, did you get tired? I was like, yep. He's like, that's all right. You know, you'll build on that.
Right.
And he's like, he made a little joke. He's like, you're top 10, so you don't have to be in the C practice next weekend, you know? So. But he was happy. He gave me a high five after the heat race. He was stoked with how I qualified. So, and everything he tells me, I will jump through 10 hoops of fire to go try and execute it. You know, if he says I need to come in the whoops faster, I would rather crash in the whoops trying to go faster than not do what he's trying to tell me. So, I mean, I would do that for any team, right? If anyone's giving me the opportunity like he's giving, I will live by the sword, die by the sword for that guy. So I really appreciate what he's doing for me and just trying to do right by him.
Works out well for you to have a week off. Got one under your belt. You're not nervous. You know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Week off, build more, and come back.
Yeah, I mean, how great would it be if I came back, did the same thing in the heat race, and tried to top five next weekend?
Yeah.
I would be
We got Triple Crown.
So,
yeah, you're getting through.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, I mean, and just try and prove to all these teams, you know, I am one of those guys. Like, I was right with the factory guys all night tonight, and it was good.
Cool. Good to see you back, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it.